Hello, CCB. I haven't spoken with you since March, and I have a lot to share. We had a wonderful convention. We only, unfortunately, had 118 people officially register, but there were sure a lot more than that in the hotel. We got lots of positive feedback, and thanks to those of you who submitted your feedback to the Convention Planning Program Committee. Jeff gave us a report on that, and it was very helpful. We are having a first-ever treasurer's report for the board, and it will be also reported to the presidents, and more information will be forthcoming later. Why we spend $30,000 on a convention and lose nearly $8,000, especially since we brought in about $8,000 in sponsorship this year. We are going to have to do something to get our official registration numbers up next year. And speaking of next year, we're already starting the big plans for Celebrations Week in Sacramento at the Rancho Cordova Marriott Hotel. The dates, the official dates, are March 21 through 25, never too early, but we are going to be celebrating all week. We're going to have panels for employers, presentations to various civic groups, activities for youth and seniors, our usual convention program, not to mention our huge Dining in the Dark fundraiser on Thursday the 22nd. We already have a celebrity host for that, a couple who does a morning radio show in the Sacramento area, and they're very enthusiastic, and apparently they're totally hilarious. So we're excited about that. We have a huge planning committee because we're expanding the program so much. We hope to provide free transportation once you get to the airport, the train, or the bus. And so if you want to help, call volunteers or help us raise funds, please give us a call at the office and let Paul know that you'd like to help us out. Speaking of the office, we no longer have an administrative services officer. We now have Nicole Pacheco as our operations manager. This is not just a change in title. Nicole will now help the CEO with surveys and with research. She will also coordinate our social media efforts. But she's also there to respond to our members. So when you call the office, you'll hear the lovely voice of Nicole Pacheco. Survey. We are doing a first ever broad survey of our members. I've written most of my BC article about this, so I'll say very little about it here. Suffice to say, we want to know who we are, what we need, and how we can serve each other. So it will be available when it comes live. Please fill it out. SurveyMonkey is very easy for blind folks to use on the computer. But of course, you can call Nicole Pacheco to fill out the form online. So stay tuned to the connection for information about that survey. Paul is madly applying for grants. It certainly feels like a roller coaster. We have been encouraged by the VISTA grant, which will especially be happening in Fresno County, in Merced County, and in Sacramento counties. We are also applying for an older individual, blind individuals grant from the Department of Rehabilitation. We will need our chapters to help us participate if we move ahead on that grant, so stay tuned about that as well. Also stay tuned about Canes Across California. Lots of rumors have been flying about what this is and what it isn't, and we are going to send out some material very soon about the event. You will have missed the call probably that's going to happen on June 8th, but there will be more information on the President's call, and you will be receiving lots more information on the connection and in future emails. So gear up by August 1st, and the event will end on White Cane Day, which is a Sunday this year, October 15th. This is not warmed over mutt strut. This will be an opportunity for chapters to raise money for themselves and for the council itself. So Please stay tuned for more information about that. Lots of opportunities coming up for our members, including the Constitution and Bylaws Town Hall. One will be held on June 7th, but there will be plenty more to follow. Remember, we're totally revamping the Constitution and Bylaws, which will be presented to the membership at the 2018 convention. A report from our technical operations group. This is so exciting. We have our person working on our website to bring it up to the Drupal platform and to get ready for us to be able to do lots more things online. And Earlene Hughes is working with us, and the TOG is proceeding on that ground as well. So as you can see, we have a lot happening in the council right now. I look forward to seeing lots of you at the ACB convention in Reno, and I'll be speaking with you next month, which begins my second year in office. Thank you, and talk with you soon.